Supreme Buddha explained, suffering exists. And what is the suffering? Supreme Buddha explained, birth is suffering, aging is suffering, sickness is suffering, death is suffering. Being away from beloved people is suffering. Associating with the unpleasant people is suffering. Whatever we want, if we don't get it, that is suffering. In short, Supreme Buddha explained, the five aggregates of clinging is suffering. Supreme Buddha explained, this is suffering, the first noble truth. One, if a person understands that I am in the part of this suffering, what will he do? He will try to escape from it. Like when we are at our home, it shouldn't happen to anyone, but while we are at house, if the fire catches our home, what will we do? Once we understand that our house is burning, what do? We will stay there. And no, fire won't come. No. Once we realize that our house is burning, we will try to get rid of it immediately. Dhamma is also like that. Once we realize, today we know that I am the part of this samsara, not realization. We know that we are suffering, but once we realize that there fire is catching our house, we are burning in this samsara. So person will try to get rid of that fire as soon as possible. And Supreme Buddha says, how the person will try to do that? And then Supreme Buddha gave this simile. If the fire catch on the head, or something is burning on their head, what will we do? Immediately the person will try to get rid of, immediately. He never spend a second moment to get rid of that, no. He won't be thinking, how this fire come there? Where is its beginning, or what kind of fire is this? Person won't spend time to think of that, because he knows. Because understand, the fire is harmful. Same way, once person understand that I am subject of birth, or once person realize that I am subject of birth, aging, sickness, death, I am in this samsara, getting birth again and again, suffering in every life, doesn't matter. When we talked about four bad destinations, we know that four bad destinations are for suffering. When we born in human world, then if suffering is there, but still a little bit happiness is there. If someone develop good merits and the person born in the heavenly world, does it change? Does this suffering is free? He is free from suffering? No. The noble truth is equal for the heavenly beings too, because whoever born, that person has to die. Doesn't matter where he is getting birth. So Supreme Buddha called this entire cycle, that getting birth, suffering, death, getting birth again, called samsara. And Supreme Buddha again, what is the reason behind that? How can someone escape from it? Because when Supreme Buddha says, in short, the five aggregates of clinging is a suffering. Last couple of weeks, we were learning about, in the Monday classes, the five aggregates of clinging. So, these five aggregates, Supreme Buddha explained, form. Form means this physical form, which is created with four great elements: water, earth, water, fire and air. When it comes together, then this form come to exist. That is the first aggregate. So we will explain upbringing. Second one is feeling. Then the feeling explain, in short, three kinds of feeling we feel in this world. One is pleasant one. One is hatredful, bad, not good. And third one is neither good, neither bad. Okay? In the balance one, or we call neutral one. These three kinds of feelings we feel. So, second aggregate is a feeling. Third one is perception. Perception means identifying color, person, giving name of them, or identifying this thing is that. This is white color, this is blue color, this is yellow color. This person is, his name is that. Or whatever we see, we identify. That identification, what we give, it is also, we call perception. And fifth one is volitional formation. In Pali, the form means rupa, feeling means vedana, perception means sanya, volitional formation means sanskara or sankhara. Sankhara means, volitional formation means we create something. We create. Whatever what we are creating, we are creating this bhava, we are creating this existence, we are creating this world. How we create, I will explain. So the creation or formation is called volitional formation. And the fifth one is consciousness, vijnana. These are the five aggregates of clinging. Because these five aggregates of clinging call suffering, in short. Because of these five aggregates, because of unawareness of these five aggregates, we are suffering in this world. The form, the rupa, is come because of four great elements. It sustain because of nutriment, because of food. Feelings are created in six ways. When we see the form by our eyes, whatever we see from our eyes, there is the contact is there, and the feeling arises in our eye. When we hear something, that feeling arises in our ear. When we smell something, the feeling is there. When we taste something, feeling is there. When the contact happens to our body, feeling arises in there. When the thoughts come to our mind, feeling arises there. So, because of contact, inner six senses, when it at contact with outer six things, with the contact, feeling arises. And that feeling you can separate in three ways: good feeling, bad feeling, or neither good nor bad. When we see something beautiful, immediately that mind comes to our mind, oh, it's beautiful, it means good. When we see something bad, immediately we say, okay, it's bad, we don't want to see it again. And sometimes while driving or going here and there, we see all the time several things, but it doesn't occur to our mind to pay attention on that. So it's not good or not bad, it's equal one. So this feeling also described in six different ways. Perception also create in the same way. When we see form through our eyes, we identify what form I'm looking at. Then we give, okay, I'm looking at girl, I'm looking at boy, I'm looking at beautiful house, I'm looking at something. We give the name with that identification. When we are listening, immediately we know, okay, that music is coming from guitar or the drum, different instrument, we identify them. Then we say, okay, this is good music, bad, it's come. We identify them, perception is there. Based on that perception, based on this feel, this form, feeling and perception, we create karma. The volitional formation is called karma. Chetana aham bhikkave kammam vadami. Everything, whatever comes to our mind, it's become karma, as Supreme Buddha explained. So, based on this thing, with the contact, we are creating the karma. How is it? When we see something from our eye, the form, if it is beautiful, what we develop? We develop desire, craving, greed. For what? To possess it. So what kind of karma we are creating? To have that thing. Lustful karma. If it is bad, then immediately we develop hatred. I don't want it. I don't want it in my life. So we are creating karma. What we are formulating? What is our volitional formation is there? Hatred. And if it is neither good or neither bad, then we don't pay attention. In that time, neutral. But the karma is creating there. All the karma give results. We know the good karma, what it gives the result? It gives us happiness. Okay? Bad karma gives us result as a suffering. And neutral karma, just we are existing here and there. Just it keeps us fueling in this world. Keep us charged to be here. You know, sometime in our life we are not happy or not suffering. And we are just, I'm okay. 50-50. Same way, the karma gives result in that way too. When the karma is created, when the sanskara is there, what the sanskara do? What he forming? What he is creating? He is creating for another existence. The volitional formation, what he do? He create the bhava. He generates another volitional formation or another nama and rupa, creates another one. And it gives result as a consciousness. Once the consciousness releases, it means based on volitional formation, we release the consciousness. On that consciousness, if our consciousness is lustful, then we will suffer in that way. If our consciousness is hateful, then we will suffer in the hateful way. If our consciousness is for the getting birth in human world, then we will born here. If our consciousness is created for born in the upper world, heavenly world, then we will born. The consciousness will decide how to born. But the consciousness released based on our volitional formation. So the karma is creating in that. When person understands these five aggregates of clinging, we cling with that. No, we cannot live without these things. In every day, whatever we are seeing, these five things is happening in our life. I give all the time this simile. Everyone watched movie. We know how they create. They shoot. Every photo to photo, they are shooting that, and this photo is running very fast. So we see the movement is there. When we see one frame by frame, it sees one single photo. But when it runs very fast, we see the we see the motion. People are changing, talking. We can understand that. These five things is happening faster than that in our life. See, how faster? When we are looking at that movie, we are listening sound, we are making our own story, we are giving comment, in same moment, when the scene is going on. So we are working how much faster? That much faster we are creating karma. So Supreme Buddha explained, what is the base of this karma? What is the base of these five aggregates? What is there inside it? So this sutta is about how these five aggregates are. How about these five aggregates of clinching are? This sutta is about it. Sutta's name is Fenu Pindurupama Sutta, a lump of foam. On one occasion, the Blessed One was dwelling at Ayodhya on the bank of Ganges River. There the Blessed One addressed the bhikkhus thus, bhikkhus, suppose this river Ganges was carrying along a great lump of foam. A man with good sight would inspect it, ponder it, and carefully investigate it, and it would appear to him to be void, hollow, insubstantial. For what substance could there be in the lump of foam? We have seen the rivers. So river carried lots of foam. Supreme Buddha says, he gives the simile. For that foam, how those foams are, inside is entirely hollow. So the wise person, when he look at it carefully, when he investigate it, and he see there is nothing in that form. It's a momentary form. Form is there. Once that bubble is free, there won't be any bubble in there. There won't be any foam. So, as a wise person investigate, Supreme Buddha saying, Buddha explained, same as a bhikkhu also has to see this form, entire form. When monk investigated it carefully, and what he sees it is empty, void, hollow. There is nothing is there. It is same as a form in the Ganges River. He gave the simile for this form, that we are keeping this form is me, myself. When we talk that this body, how much we are taking care of it? How much we think about it? I'm not saying to neglect your body. I'm saying the Supreme Buddha explained how this body we are clinging with. This is not the first time that we have this body. Every time, every birth when we have, we take a different body, different form. And those all bodies is created with the four great elements. And every time we cling with that body, Supreme Buddha says, investigate it. What is your body? How he is, how it is, how it created, and you will find this body is hollow. There is nothing is there. So the form, in the Ganges River, the floating form is similar to our form, Supreme Buddha explained, our body. Then Supreme Buddha gave another example for feeling. Then feeling, how the feelings are in our life. Suppose because that in the autumn, when the rain is falling from the sky, when it's very heavy rain, and when it bumped on the water, what happens? Small bubble appear there. When the very heavy rain is hit to the water, then bubbles appear. Then the wise man look to that bubble and see how those bubbles are created. What is the substance in there? And you find that it is hollow, empty. Nothing is there to you can find. It's something strong. Similarly, Supreme Buddha explained, our feeling also is same. It's like the water is falling and making the bubbles. Our feeling also in the same way. Now we are sitting for a long time. And once you are practicing for meditation, now you are listening to me. less pain in your knees. But when you listen for, when you are practicing meditation, this pain comes very fast. Once you change that, your posture, it gets vanished. No? You cannot hold that pain is there for a long time. It's changing. The feeling is changing. Once you get, means if you have desire to eat something delicious, once you taste it, for that moment, your desire is finished. But it's not vanished, it will occur to another time. You know? Once you're satisfied with something on that moment, feeling is finished. So the feeling is also momentary. It's not there, you can hold it. And Supreme Buddha explained, now we are satisfying it with the desire. Even if we don't do that, if we understand the original core of that, what is substance is there, and the, we will find it is entirely empty. Once person understands, my feelings, is nothing is there substance, nothing I can hold, then the awareness comes to the person, and that person can realize the feelings are momentary. It's not me, it's not mine, it's not myself. These five aggregates of clinging, we think in the same way. That's third similarity Supreme Buddha gave for volitional formation, for perception. See, our the form, the Ganges River, the floating form is like our body. The bubbles which appear in on the rise on the water, it's like our feeling. Supreme Buddha says, how is our perception? Suppose the in the summer time, we say the mirage. We see the mirage on the far distance. You know, when the sun is very shining, that time, in a little bit further, we see the water. That mirage, the wise person, if he carefully look at it, okay, he investigate it, and he will find there is no water. It's just a reflection of that is reflection of light that it's showing as a water. So there is nothing, it's empty, it's void, hollow. In substance is the mirage. Same way, our perception, it is also like a mirage. Even we give the name, even we identify it, it is not that we can hold as equal. See, for mother, we know who is mother, but the names are different in every country. Okay? Once, you know, with the tradition, earlier time, we called our mom and dad in our mother tongue. Once we learn English, most of time we used to use those names. You see, that identification is also a little bit changing. How we call them, how we label them, how we name them. Person is there too. So, Supreme Buddha explained, this perception, the identification is like a mirage. It shows, it is meaningful, but it is empty, hollow, without or insubstantial. Then third example Supreme Buddha gave for volitional formation. Suppose we cause that a man needing heartwood, seeking heartwood, wandering in search for heartwood, would take a sharp axe and enter a forest. There he would see the trunk of the large plantain tree. I don't know this tree, but usually I use the, you know, the banana trees, same tree as maybe something. And he see it's fresh, good tree, taller before the fruits. He saw that tree. Now, what he want? He want hard wood, strong wood. He needed. And what he is cutting? He is cutting just a banana tree. And after cutting that, he try to release the one by one the layers of the tree, to seeking the hard wood inside. He released everywhere. He cut down all the layers of that tree, and what he find? There is no softwood either. It's just the layers and layers and layers and layers. So if he can't find the softwood, how will be there the hardwood? So he understand that, the wise person understand that inside this tree there is no hardwood. So all his effort is meaningless. Supreme Buddha explained, same. Our volition formation is also same like that. We creating this all karma. We forming an entire life. We planning, we begging to, I want to be exist in this world. I want to born in that world. I want this partner for eternity. I want this thing particular. We hoping, we developing craving, hatred, delusion. Based on that, we are creating the samsara. And how it is? The samsara is empty, without heartwood. When we see what is the meaning of life, what is the meaning of life? Supreme Buddha says, the meaning of life is like the banana tree. Outside, it looks like fresh, good, strong tree, but inside, it's entirely hollow. Same way our creation, our violation formation is like a same. Whatever, how much we want to see the substance in this violation formation, whatever we want, how much we desire to be meaningful, because every person wants something meaningful in their life, and they search these meaningful things in meaningless things. So Supreme Buddha explained, the wise person, as he see that the wood is, there is no hardwood, same way the bhikkhu investigate in violation formation, that in violation formation is empty, hollow, without substance. Then Supreme Buddha explained for consciousness. He gave the beautiful example for consciousness. The magician, when the magician shows the tricks in the square, people gather there and they develop amused. They clap and they feel happy, or something is magical is going on. The wise people see that, he pay attention, he investigate what is the substance in that magic trick, and he find it is empty, hollow, meaningless, without substance. Same way Supreme Buddha explained, our consciousness is like that. Our consciousness is also empty, meaningless, without substance. We cannot hold it. So these five simile Supreme Buddha gave for violation formation. Five simile Supreme Buddha gave for aggregates of clinging, which these five aggregates of clinging, we are thinking as me, as mine, as myself. When we see the form, when we see this body form, how we consider it? We call it is me, or this form is me. This form because of me, or I am in the form, or form is because of me. In this four way, the person identify the form. It's me, it's my, it's myself. Why? Because of ignorance. Without knowing the meaning of that, who can understand the meaning? Who investigate about it? That's why Supreme Buddha explained, if the monk or disciple investigate about it, that person can get rid of his form, the desire for form. Feeling also. Feeling, all three kinds of feeling, we develop desire. This is me, this is my, this is myself. These feelings are me. feelings are mine. I am in feelings or feelings in me. Always, person explain. And because of ignorance, he attached, he bound with that feeling. And he developed another sansara, another consciousness, violation, formation, consciousness and birth again. Same way for perception. Whenever we identify something, we identify this is me, this is mine, this is myself. This perception also, we divide it in four ways. Violation formation also, we say this is me, this is my, this is myself. We create a view regarding this violation formation. Our consciousness, we create a view regarding our this consciousness. It is me, it is my, it is myself. How? That's why Supreme Buddha explained these five aggregates of clinging is the suffering. Someone want to say, what is the suffering? So these five things, these five aggregates of clinging is a suffering. How we develop this suffering in our life? How we create it? How it comes to appear in our life? When we see something, what we do? If it is good, abhinandati, we feel pleased, we feel happy, it is good. Abhivadati, we explain that, oh, it is amazing, beautiful. Whomever it are, okay, look at that, it's beautiful. We praise those words. First, we satisfied ourselves, we think, okay, it's beautiful, good. I want it, we develop desire there. And same way, when we see, we explain to other people and we establish ourselves on that. Achyosaitittati. We establish our view on that form. For in that way, we create the form. How? Praising, feeling happy. Gratification of the form. Then explaining, praising about that form, bragging about that form, and developing craving toward that form, establishing our mind toward that form, we create form. Same for feeling. Whatever feeling comes to us, we feel pleased, or we explain, oh, this amazing feeling. Try it, it's good, nice. And we develop craving for that form. We develop craving for feeling. And we establish ourselves that. In that way, we create the cause for another feeling. For perception also, Supreme Buddha explained, whenever perception is there, when we identify something, we feel happy. We gratify it. Then we praise about it, we say about it, we explain about it. Abhinandati, abhivandati. And we establish, developing craving, we establish ourselves there. We create another perception. For violation formation, all this karma, whatever karma we are creating, we feel happy. Doesn't matter if it's good or bad. When we creating karma, I'm not saying don't create the good karma. Creating good karma is the fuel for happiness. As long as you have good karma, that long you will have happiness. Neither the vehicle will be there, no fuel. Then you have to push that vehicle until the next gas station, or you have to walk there. Same way, the suffering is like that. We have vehicle, so the body is there, but now we're suffering for gas. If you have fuel, then you can have the comfortable AC, inside the AC, and you can travel very easily. So, even the karma is there. When we create something karma, how we do? We say we feel happy. Gratification is there. Then we tell about it to all people. So, I did these amazing things. I create these things. I explain. We explain word to people. we praise about it, spread the news, abhivadati, vadati means explaining to others, achosayatittati, we establish ourselves in that particular moment, we develop the craving regarding that karma too. That is the creation of karma for another birth. That is the creation of karma when we do that thing. Then, for the consciousness also, we create the consciousness in same way. Whatever we release, same thing happens in there too. We praise about it. We feel happy for it. We develop gratification toward that volition, toward the consciousness. Then we praise in words, we explain this consciousness is beautiful, the birth is beautiful, and then we develop desire and establish ourselves on that. So the nama and rupa, these five aggregates of clinging called nama and rupa, it's made of that five. The rupa means the form, and nama, it's all these four, the things. Feeling, perception, volition formation, and consciousness. Supreme Buddha explained, because of ignorance, the formation arises in our life. Because of depending on formation, consciousness arises. Dependent on consciousness, the nama and rupa, form and name, arise in our life. Dependent on the nama and rupa, six sense. Because of this nama and rupa, we get our eye, ear, nose, tongue, body and mind. Because of this nama rupa, we have this six sense. So this six sense comes because of this nama rupa. Based on the nama rupa, or dependent on nama rupa, feelings arise. When we use our eye to see something, the feeling of eye arises in that moment. When we hear something, then the feeling of ear arises in there. Same way for the sixth sense, the feeling arises based on contact of sixth sense. Dependent on contact, feelings arise. Dependent on feeling, craving arises. Whatever we feel, we develop craving. What kind of craving? It can be lustful. I want it, I want it, I want it. Or, I don't want it, I don't want it. That is also craving. Hatred is also kind of craving. I don't want it. Craving arises. Dependent on craving, clinging arises. The attachment is arises. So then, depending on clinging, arranging of karma. The karma is creating in that moment. For what? Karma for birth. Dependent on the arranging of karma, arise birth. When the birth comes, then death, sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, all kind of suffering follows the birth. See how we are creating this life? No one has created, no one has chose that, oh, you are going to be a man, or you are going to be a woman, or you are going to born as a very wealthy family, or you are going to born in a poor family. This all because of you, what we have created. What we have created, we are facing in our life. We are the result, we are the owner of our own karma, we are heir of our own karma. This karma will decide where to born, and the birth can be different. So, when we develop something wholesome, when we develop something wholesome, then because of that good karma, we born in the heavenly world, we have all luxurious life and comfort. When we develop unwholesome qualities in our life, because of that, we suffer in four bad destinations. We suffer in hell, we suffer in demon world, We suffer in animal world, we suffer in ghost world, dependent on our karma. Nothing is permanent, okay? If you born in hell, you have to wait until your karma is finished, and then you will born in different world from there. So this cycle is continuously running, and no one is there to taking care of. You are the own person. You are the person who is driving this vehicle. It's all depend on our own action. What kind of form we are desiring, what kind of feeling, perception, volition, formation, consciousness we have, based on that, we are having this birth. When we have wholesome, then we born in the heavenly world, that we born in the God's world. The earthly gods are there, and there is several gods are there for the heavenly beings. And they also, when they born, time period. For time, they live there, and after the finishing of that karma, they come back to human world. In human life, when someone is doing little bit good karma, but not virtuous, but good karma, they give result. In human world, they have human life, but they are not getting all the things what they desire. It's a difficult life. Or if they don't have much merit to born in human world, then by doing the good things, means generosity, if someone is practicing generosity and is not virtuous or never thinking about that, then he will born in the animal world. And he will have all comfort, but the life form will be poor, lower. So, who is deciding that? We are deciding that. Based on what? Based on these five aggregates of clinging. And why this samsara is continuing our life? Because of ignorance. We don't know. We are not paying attention what we are facing in our life. And that's why, because of this ignorance, we are suffering. And as morning time we talked, Supreme Buddha explained, even it is unwelcome, disagreeable to the people, it's truth, correct, and meaningful. It is meaningful for people, which is useful, beneficial. Even it is unpleasant, disagreeable, Supreme Buddha will explain. If someone say, your beautiful body is meaningless, what we will do? Oh, we spend lots of money on cosmetic products. And how can someone say the body is bad? Seeing meaning. So even it is unwelcome or disagreeable for people, but it is beneficial for human beings to escape from samsara, Supreme Buddha explained. And Supreme Buddha gave these five similes to have this form, feeling, perception, volition, formation, and consciousness. Supreme Buddha gave these five examples to see how these five things are meaningless. Nothing is there, no substance in that. Those five examples, same way in our life also, in these five aggregates of clinging. If wise person see it clearly, he will find it is meaningless, without core, without substance. And what we are developing in our life by holding these five things, we are holding that is meaningful in our life in that way. So, Supreme Buddha explained to the disciples, understand it. Once you understand the meaning, once you realize about these five aggregates of clinging, once you destroyed your ignorance, then you can stop the suffering, stop the birth, aging, death, sickness, and all follow the pain, sorrow, lamentation, everything. We can stop once we understand, once we realize the five aggregates of clinging. So for the disciple, what they have to do? They have to see through it how these forms are, how these five aggregates of clinging is created. What is the meaning in that? What is the nature of these five aggregates of clinging? And the person will see it is meaningless. Nothing is there. We cannot change even we want it. Once person understands the danger, because the everything is changing, you know. Once something changes from us, what happens? We cry for it. When something is changing, we don't like, you know. When someone is very young, and when he start growing grey hairs, what happened? How he explained? Now I'm growing bad hair. Does he very happy? No. He buy the dye to hide that marks. Same way. The changes is not good. So that impermanence, Supreme Buddha says, see in these five aggregates of clinging. Once the change is there, it means it is danger. See that danger of change, decaying, the subject of decaying. See that. Looking at that danger, we can get rid of desire for the form, for feeling, for perception, for volitional formation, for consciousness. When someone gets rid of desire toward these five aggregates of clinging, what does it mean? He is free from suffering. Because these five senses won't be appearing there. If the five senses are not there, then there won't be the kama or bhava or the contact or feeling won't be there. If there is no kama, then there won't be the birth, though it won't be the aging, there won't be the problem of grey hair anymore. Then there won't be the death, there won't be getting detaching from beloved people or associating with the hatred people, evil people, or whatever we want, we are not getting. That won't be there because there is no birth. If there is no birth, there is no pain, suffering, lamentation, sorrow, nothing is there. Liberated one. So how someone can find the path of that? By investigating. For that investigation, what we are doing today here, it is the base of that thing. What Supreme Buddha explained, how the investigation began? Kalyana mitta sevana. Associating with a noble friend. What we are doing here today? Every person for each. Our noble friend for each other. Being here is giving courage to others to practice the Dhamma. Seeing I am not alone here, others are practicing. Quality of Sangha. So associating with a noble friend, meeting with the Bhante again and again, talking with them, discussing about Dhamma, reading about Dhamma, associating the noble friend, this Dhamma path begins. What happens when you associate noble friend? You listen Dhamma. Saddhamma Savana. Second thing is following Dhamma Savana. Once you are listening Dhamma, what will happen? Whatever you learn today, what you have practiced today, it will be in your mind when you have time or when you are seeing at this world. These words or this Dhamma will come to your mind and you will start thinking about it. And once you start developing these thoughts, thinking in the right direction, when you see danger in this world, I'm developing craving and it is dangerous. I shouldn't be developing that. I should be getting rid of this craving. Then that thought also, we call Yoniso Manasikara, the wise consideration. In another word, it is the investigation through the Dhamma. How we learn about this investigation? We learn about from Dhamma. Where we learn Dhamma? Associating the noble friend. When two friends are talking, if they are noble friends, what they will talk about? they will talk about Dhamma. So when you are here, when you talk with each other, you are discussing about what happened in previous Dhamma class, what we are going to practice now, what kind of meditation. Those are the discussions we do. For what? For developing Dhamma. It encourages more and more. And when the investigation begins, when the wise consideration is there, then we establish ourselves on the path of Dhamma. We establish. Because now we have investigated what we learned, we investigated. And now it's become our nature, it's become our habit. We are following every day. The follower of the path, Supreme Buddha explained, he will escape from the samsara. He become the disciple. Today we chant a very beautiful sutta, Ratana Sutta. And the qualities of Sangha, it explained there. The person get birth, maximum 7 times. There is no 8th birth for the person who is following the path, who has a noble friend, who is listening Dhamma, a wise consideration is there, and who established himself on the path of Dhamma. That person is following the path. That person can see these 5 aggregates of clinging clearly. And once the person get rid of desire for these 5 aggregates of clinging, it means that person is on the path of liberation. So today's sutta is a little bit difficult. I hope so that you guys understand. But it is very beneficial, very important. It's a core for suffering. Supreme Buddha explained, in short, Sankhittena, in short, Pancha Upadana Khandapi Dukkha, the 5 aggregates of clinging is suffering. If we say the world is suffering, those all follows because of these 5 aggregates of clinging. And the nature of 5 aggregates of clinging is like a floating foam on the river, or the bubbles which appear by or arise by because of the raindrop, or it's like a tree which doesn't have the wood, soft wood or even hard wood. Without containing that, the trees are there, it's a palm tree or other trees, the banana trees are something like that, or it's like a magician's magic or like a mirage. These 5 aggregates, even we want to seek the meaning in that, nothing is there. So, understand this Dhamma, see, practice this Dhamma in your life. Whenever you have feelings, whenever you see the form, whenever you have feeling, investigate it clearly, because wise person investigate it, and that person found it empty, void, hollow, without substance. You will find in the same way. Once you find this is meaningless, what will you do? You will get rid of it. And you will follow in the path. You will achieve the fruits of enlightenment. So this sutta may help you to understand the noble truth of suffering. All 4 noble may sutta help you to realize the 4 noble truths in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sat, sat, sat.